Chapter 8, Crossing Swords. Due to the chapter's name, just to make sure no one was harmed during the making of this recording.
Six brothers, six knuckleheads. That was all it was.
Greg saying something, Brian saying something, etc. Some of the brothers would follow, but that's what this story is about.
All Shester brothers dressed up for Christmas. There were little nice statues of Mary, Joseph, and the three wise men on the mantelpiece.
A mess of animals and baby Jesus, who got put in on Christmas Day.
Mom always tried to make it look nice with some cotton banks that looked like snow.
Ha! Pew pew!
And so Jim and I did what we did. We would add a few extra touches and sneak in some odd poses, like the three wise men fighting camels and some other unnecessary things.
Get in the car, knuckleheads, and let's go to church.
Okay, just wait.
Just get in the car, John! Does anyone need to pee?
We don't pee, we urinate, remember, boys?
Mom was a nurse, and that meant she was big on using bodily terms, so we didn't pee, we urinated, and we didn't fart, we passed gas.
Yes? Does anyone need to urinate?
No, no jinx, double jinx, hey, hey, hey!
Knuckleheads. It was all good.
Until we just nearly started the car.
What did Mom say about getting into John and Jim's weird podcast narration, Brian?
Well, I need to pee. Urinate, that's it.
Then go.
I change my mind.
I change my mind.
All six brothers piled in the bathroom.
Are you ready?
Of course.
You will not get past my defenses!
Fire the cannons!
Unfortunately, some soldiers were caught in the crossfire.
Specifically, a small soldier.
Specifically, Greg.
Hey, that stings!
Although we heard...
I've been hit! Call a medic, please!
But he didn't say that. So we stopped our war and walked outside, seeing Greg complaining to our mom.
Jim and John urinated on me!
Someone remembers.
Did you pee on Greg? Did you urinate on Greg?
Well, technically, no.
We didn't mean it.
Yeah, he got caught up in all the swords and cannons.
I bet Mom and Dad were gonna throw up. But they didn't.
Just get in the car.
Ugh.